Nah, sekali lagi jika Anda baru saja bergabung, Anda bersama Radio SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia. Dan untuk dengar ulang untuk podcast, Anda dapat kunjungi situs kami. Tapi jika Anda ingin menghubungi langsung kami, Anda dapat kontak kami di 02943-03135 atau 03994-9-2208. Selanjutnya kita akan simak laporan tentang business fashion yang disusun oleh Ricardo Goncalves dan yang akan disampaikan oleh Bapak Ricky Kusumo berikut ini.
Pendengar, jatuhnya sejumlah merek mode ikon di Australia menunjukkan bagaimana sulitnya kondisi industri itu bagi para pengecer atau retailer. Namun, bukan hanya nama-nama merek besar saja yang menderita. Sementara beberapa telah berpaling ke internet untuk bertahan hidup, yang lain memperingatkan kerugian masyarakat jika konsumen tidak mendukung berbelanja dari pengusaha kecil. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Nick Brown telah berkecimpungan dalam bisnis fashion retail selama 25 tahun, membuat dan menjual mereknya sendiri di sebuah toko kecil di daerah pinggiran Sydney di Surry Hill.
Look, I'm getting by. That's fine, but I'm getting by because I own the shop. If I had to pay a market rent for this shop, I don't think it would be worthwhile at all. And it's so unpredictable that it's kind of soul-destroying because you want to be a little bit more creative, but you're just a little bit averse to taking any risks.
Brown mengatakan memiliki tokonya sendiri membantu menghemat biaya, namun masalahnya adalah banyak pembeli yang tidak mau mengeluarkan uang mereka.
People don't walk in. It's one thing if they want to walk in and not like what they see. You just don't see people walking in. You just kind of see this look on their face where they just don't want to be distracted. What's on the side of them when they walk up the footpath.
Di dekat tokonya itu, Michael Nichols baru saja membuka toko dengan etalase besar untuk menjual busana aktif dan merek Team Aid untuk pria.
We kind of got a little lost in the other space, but look, it was great for 6 years. But this really gives us a whole different level of exposure, foot traffic basically.
Ia mengatakan harga sewa yang cukup tinggi itu dapat ditutup oleh bisnis online-nya yang semakin berkembang dan merupakan 50% dari penjualannya.
Online has had big growth for us this past year, about 30%. I think that's because we're getting more territories. Look, basically the US is our biggest market, then Europe, and namely UK, Germany, Spain, and France.
Sementara itu, Paul Zack yang mengelola sebuah toko busana aktif untuk pria lainnya dengan merek BCNU mulai menerima keuntungan setelah berusaha selama 4 tahun. Ia mengatakan akan kembali ke ide orisinalnya, yaitu hanya menjual barang-barangnya melalui online saja.
It actually helped us reduce our operational cost by about 30%, which is money that we can reinvest back into product development. I guess the biggest benefit for us as well is that we move away from doing too big production or too big collection launches a year, so we used to follow these sort of spring, summer, or autumn, winter seasons because we were entertaining predominantly a wholesale retail business.
Zack mengatakan ia telah terganggu oleh permintaan produknya yang tak terduga dalam jumlah banyak dari pengecer di seluruh dunia.
It is a good thing, but we weren't prepared for that. You know, we didn't necessarily have a fully fledged wholesale retail sort of strategy. We hadn't identified who would be the, you know, what sort of agents would work with the brand or would best represent the brand. And as we started to get focus and attention, we literally adapted and changed accordingly.
Seperti halnya dengan Michael Nichols, Paul Zack mengikuti gelombang bisnis activewear.
The conclusion that I came to was that it was a growth industry forecasted to grow. In 2012, it was forecast to grow to $126 billion globally by 2015. And, you know, I sort of went into this through my own frustration of just not being able to find stylish sportswear.
Sementara banyak retailers pindah menggunakan platform bisnis online, beberapa pengusaha seperti Nick Brown memperingatkan suasana dan pesona masyarakat akan hilang jika tidak mendukung bisnis lokal mereka.
People would love to live in the inner city. They think it's got more vibrancy and everything else. But part of that is a streetscape. Part of it is small shops, little florists, whatever it is, bakeries. But if you're just going to continue to shop in the big shopping malls, these little places will just become, well, they won't last. They'll just become police signs.
Nah, pendengar, itulah tadi sekilas mengenai bisnis retail busana di Australia yang semakin hari semakin bertambah sulit.
Itulah tadi Bapak Ricky Kusumo dengan laporannya tentang business fashion yang disusun oleh Ricardo Goncalves.